News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's go to Seamus Coffey now, the UCC economist and also, of course, chairman of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Seamus, why do you say an adverse shock to the economy is inevitable?
Well, the Irish economy has been growing extremely strongly for the last 4 or 5 years, and our view has been growing above what we'd call its potential growth rate. And an economy can't grow above its potential growth rate forever. If it could, its potential growth rate should be higher. But it's clear that the Irish economy has been overperforming for the past couple of years. And if something can't go on forever, it will stop. The current strong growth we're experiencing isn't going to continue forever. And we can look at things that might affect the economy. We have, of course, the ongoing Brexit negotiations that we don't know how they're to conclude, with the vagaries of the Trump administration in the US and their view of trade policy. We have developments in the international tax environment and whether they will move for or against it. And of course, there's simply stuff that we just can't see and know about that could affect the economy. So I think there's no doubt that the strong growth we've had recently isn't going to go on forever, and we should be preparing for that inevitability.
Are we doing so? Have we developed enough of a buffer to protect us when that shock inevitably comes?
No. And in line, and as well as the strong growth we've had over the past couple of years, we've had things that have helped the public finances outside of that growth. We've had substantial reductions in interest rates. The interest rate environment is now extraordinarily low. And the cost of our very large national debt is falling in the current low interest rate environment. And of course, we've had a surge in corporation tax receipts, by and large down to the activities of multinational companies rather than activities in the domestic economy in Ireland. So as well as the actual growth taking place, and we have these other factors that are boosting the public finances, but we're still running a deficit. If some of those benefits that have arisen over the last couple of years had been put to building those fiscal buffers, we'd probably be in a budget surplus now. But as it is, we're looking at a budget that will hopefully move us to budget surplus next year. But we should be doing more than hoping for a budget surplus. We should be planning for one.
Okay. Just briefly, how worried are you about those corporation tax receipts? Because they have 40% of them, I think, come from just 10 firms. It does leave us very exposed if there is some kind of global downturn.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's a risk there. But I suppose it's much better to be getting these receipts
than not getting them. Yeah.
So we wouldn't necessarily be looking at policies that would change corporation tax. I think what
you look at the overall
scheme of things and say, well, is there a potential risk here from the concentration of these corporation tax receipts? And the idea we suggest is that you don't become dependent on them. That yes, you could have a fall or a drop in corporation tax receipts, but that's something where public finances should be able to absorb without affecting services, without affecting supports. So rather than introducing permanent measures, maybe spending increases or tax reductions on the basis of those, we should again be moving to that surplus position.
Is there a danger that big increase in, not obviously the whole corporation tax base, but that increase we've seen in recent years, is there a danger that could in future become what the housing bubble receipts were to the Exchequer a decade ago?
Yeah, I think there's probably some windfall element to the corporation tax receipts we're getting. Like the increase was above and beyond the profitability of companies, particularly in Ireland. Maybe the changed nature of the company has led to more profit being declared here and doesn't really reflect policy changes in Ireland. So if you can have this large surge in corporation tax receipts in quite a short period of time, of course, there's a possibility that that could be reversed. It could go in the other direction. Now, these receipts have been coming for the past couple of years, started in 2015.
Yeah.
And by and large has been maintained for the past 3 or 4 years. But given the uncertain nature of it, it's not something we should rely on to be here for the long term.
Okay. If you were to sum up, Justin, I suppose in layman's language, we're not back where we were 10 years ago in terms of our fiscal recklessness. But is there a sense that the government has done okay in the last few years, but basically needs to do a good bit better in terms of building a buffer?
I suppose the issue is like the performance has been quite good. Like if you go back 4 or 5 years ago, the plan would have been to get to a balanced budget in or around now. I suppose the point we'd make is that the growth, the performance and the fiscal tailwinds have been even stronger since then. And we're still only getting to a balanced budget around now. So any of the benefits that have been developed over the last number of years have been used to fund.
Taking the eye off the ball a little bit.
budgetary measures. To a certain extent, you could argue that, but we did come through a very severe process and very severe period of fiscal austerity. So I think there was always going to be some rebound from that. I think now, given the position we're in, we should be moving to that surface. And the government has set out a plan for an 800 million budget in a couple of weeks' time. They've set out that plan. They should deliver it.